Hello, folks. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have reports and tips for you from Ken Melender down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And then we talk with our local Muskies Incorporated Club President, Mike Persons. And then lastly, some great late fall muskie tips from fishing guide Kyle Sorensen. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Find your perfect Can-Am ATV or side-by-side at Hayward Power Sports. The all-new 2023 Can-Am Outlander ATVs were redesigned with the rider in mind for unmatched fun and value. Hit the woods or trails with models starting at $5,999. Plus, for a limited time, take advantage of a $500 rebate or 2.99% financing on select models. Looking for a side-by-side? The Can-Am Defender is the perfect utility side-by-side that's extra tough on the worksite, the ranch, or wherever you need to get the job done. Feel the adrenaline surge in the high-performance Can-Am Maverick, or get the best of work and play with the ultimate crossover, the Can-Am Commander. Claim the side-by-sides that fit your needs today and enjoy financing as low as 1.99% for 36 months on select models. Make every hunt a success, every trail ride an excitement-filled adventure, and make light work of your heavy-duty jobs, all with a brand-new Can-Am off-road vehicle from Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Offer subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu. And while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward. We're recording this week's show down Hayward Bait and Bottle. I'm talking to Ken down here. And Ken, we're definitely getting a lot of fall people in fishing now, and it seems like the fall fishing is really getting going.
Yeah, the musky suckers seem to be selling pretty well right now.
You bet. Well, you know, I had a couple of big tournaments over the weekend. It was a big bass tournament. You actually, second in that? You qualified for some big tournaments?
Yeah, the Wisconsin Bass Nation had a tournament of champions where they had club members represent the entire state that had to pre-qualify. Had a two-day tournament Friday and Saturday out on Chippewa Floyd, and it was a pretty tough bite. There was only 11 anglers that caught 10 fish, and I happened to catch bigger ones than they did, and it ended up in second.
And maybe because there was a big muskie tournament going on, and that was, they saw, well, I think, maybe a record number of fish. A lot of the fish were up shallow. Maybe the bass were all hiding.
Yeah, I think they were. A lot of the bass anglers, you know, through talking to various areas of the lake, all the muskies were up shallow, and, you know, that took the bite from the largemouth, you know, out of the question. You know, we had rainy weather and windy, and the Senates did really good, too. They had a PMTT tournament out there, and the Senates took first place. I believe they caught seven,
yep,
and they were all caught in less than 4 feet of water.
And the reports I got back was these fish were just super aggressive.
Yeah, I talked to one angler. They were throwing little 3/8 ounce swim baits, and they caught two muskies. One was a 47-incher, and they had two other follows right to the boat. So, you know, that took the equation. You know, I didn't realize there was that many muskies in the areas, and I had to scramble fish day two just to manage to, you know, get a decent sack to place. But, boy, I didn't believe there was that many muskies in the lake, because everyone was talking about how many ones they seen, and they lost baits too, and had them on, got off, and...
Yeah.
So the flowage is coming back. I mean, it's got a good population of muskies right now.
Yeah, and I wonder what triggered them to be all that active. Boy, I'll tell you what, usually they're not that active. They've been active on other lakes too, but not quite as hot as they've been there.
I think it rained all night. It oxygenated the water, and I spent 4 days pre-fishing there, and what I've seen happen is, you know, a lot of the deeper weeds, you know, the algae bloom started. A lot of the deeper weeds were dying, and I noticed a lot of the bait was going on top of the weeds and shallow. And I said, boy, that's going to kind of hurt my pattern. I better have a backup. And, you know, I managed just to scramble fish, but all the bait just seemed to move up. I watched the algae bloom in like 2 days. grow really strong in one section of the lake to the point it was creating a little, moss or something like that growing on the milfoil and the other weeds. And I go, well, these fish are going to move, you know, because whenever you have this happen in a lake, the fish do move. I do know that I noticed, you know, with LiveScope that the crappies were showing up in the deep holes like crazy. And it's like, you know, I'm trying to find smallmouth and, you know, around them, and that just wasn't quite there yet. But I noticed that there was a lot of crappies, you know, in the deeper sections of the lake.
You bet. Well, you know, in that shallow movement, it happens every year, but it's on all the lakes right now, I'm hearing. Most of the lakes, you're getting shallow, but there are some fish out deep yet. I mean, I've caught muskies out in the deep water here on a couple of the lakes in the last few days, and also found them up in real shallow.
Well, correct. I was fishing some deeper cribs out in Chief Lake, and I caught a muskie about 42 inches and 18 feet on one of the deepest cribs I could find out there, and you know, I was dead sticking a smolly bait, and all of a sudden set the hook, and I go, oh, drag time. And so, you know, it kind of confused me what was going on too, you know, so it was like, well, if the food's out there still deep, you know, I'm going to concentrate on smallmouth. You know, I managed to catch a couple of, you know, in 16 feet, but, you know, that I got to weigh in. But it just seems like, you know, the ecosystems are way different on different parts of the lake. The guy who won it, he caught, I was using a micro jig on a rock ridge, you know, next to eelgrass where the smallies hide because of the muskies. But he caught a school of really nice ones, 4-plus pounders. He ended up with 18 pounds the first day. And he caught them all, you know, dragging the rocks. So, you know, I couldn't find anything like that. I concentrated on the west side, you know, that way I didn't have to do much traveling. And I could, you know, scramble fish, you know, for past knowledge because I haven't been on the lake for quite a few years. So it still worked out well for me. I did have a couple fish on. I could have won it, but, you know, second is enough to qualify for nationals, and they'll announce that in December of this fall, and it'll be next year somewhere down south.
How about other fishing? We talked a little bit about the bass and the muskies right now, but how about other fishing?
Well, I noticed during the summer is that, you know, the deep water basin didn't get cracking as long of a time frame as it has been in the past. The thermoclines just didn't stay stable really, really deep. It's already in transition, and the turning point was two cold nights we had in a row where it dropped the surface temp cold enough where it mixed in with the layer, you know, 5-6 feet down. And so it kind of cranked the fish up to all the bait started moving, making contact. So if you're a smallie guy, right now is the perfect time to go out there top water. And then right after the top water bite, they'll go on the flats. So throw spinner baits. That's a really good pattern this time of year, you know, up to where the leaves are floating in the water. And then walleyes, muskies, everything follows that bait up shallow.
Well, you know, and the walleye fishing has been a little bit on the quiet side for the last couple weeks, but I'm starting to get reports that are starting to get into that fall pattern a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you, my favorite walleye is walleye sucker on a gold short shank jig hook. And, of course, you know, with electronics, it's kind of like cheating, but you can follow them around. And it's like, well, there's seven in that school. I'm going to catch one.
Well, you know, and don't overlook the shallow stuff because, you know, we know the muskies are up shallow. There's going to be a number of walleyes up shallow, too, as well as other predatory fish.
Well, during my adventure on day two, I was scramble fishing, and I found some rockweed combo, and there's a chunk of bog right there, and caught two walleyes right there pitching in 2 feet of water. And it's like, well, okay. Everything's up shallow. The walleyes are up too.
And the crappies, I'm not finding them shallow though. The crappies and bluegills, they're hanging out in their basins around cribs and structure.
They went from 18 feet cribs to 12 feet cribs, you know, so they started the transition. But yet, some of them are out in the deep water basins. There's two deep water basins that I was live scoping around quite a bit, and I could see a lot of bait balls. And you know, you'd be surprised on the flowage. You know, I've seen some of these minnows that look like little shiners. You know, they're about 2.5-3 inches long. So there has to be a first-year class that the crappies are going nuts on because, you know, you see all these little bait balls, and they didn't give me no resolution like the bigger minnows would. And that's probably what the crappies are eating. You know, where the cold water mixes in with the bottom layer, and, you know, so the whole water table is the same temperature pretty much for a few days there until the surface temperature starts cooling off more. But, boy, there's like 5 days there, you know, especially without wind, that you're not going to catch too much. So try to find different areas of the lake where the turnover isn't happening. But once all that sediment settles, it's game on. It's fun fishing.
You know, and our hunting seasons are underway right now. Down here at the bait shop, you guys got everything they need to get out there?
Yep, we do. And just to give you a little heads up, a customer told me earlier today that starting October 5th, you cannot bait in Sawyer County. So just do some research if you like baiting whitetails, you know, and make sure that you're abiding by the law. And because I haven't heard any press releases or anything yet, but, you know, maybe that's forthcoming, but that's something to keep an eye on.
I just talked to one of the wardens, and he confirmed it that October 5th, no baiting and feeding in Sawyer County because they found a CWD positive deer in Washburn County, I believe.
Well, that's not good to hear that, you know, because Timberwolves seem to, you know, keep our deer population in check, so that creates a little competition for the hunters, but you never want a disease to be entered into any type of animal.
No. But anyway, you guys are pretty much equipped for the guys who want to get out for the archery season. You got some turkey hunting stuff here as we're sending them looking around. A lot of different things. And you got everything they might need for the fall fishing season.
Yep. We're pretty well stocked yet. We haven't transferred into ice fishing yet because I know that there's a lot of anglers that like to fish up in mid-October. Hopefully we have a really good Indian summer. And bow hunters bag them big 10-pointers and catch them 10-pound walleyes.
You bet. Well, thanks, Ken, for taking the time with us here.
All right, thank you.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we'll be talking to Mike Persons, who's our local Muskies Incorporated club president here in Hayward. We'll be talking about the upcoming fall tournament. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hunters and anglers, Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in the Hayward area. Stop in and check out the huge selection of fall muskie, bass, walleye, and panfish tackle. They also have a great selection of ammunition, scents, hunting supplies, and much more. Gear up for the fall at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And while you're there, check out the bottle shop for a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in the Hayward area.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Get the deal of a lifetime on a new Lund from Hayward Power Sports. Truth is, our 2023s arrived late and we missed out on early season sales. So we have a huge inventory of them, but desperately need to make room for the 2024s. It's the perfect storm for incredible deals. From the entry-level Lund Adventure to the awesome Lund Impact XS and everything in between. They're all rigged with Mercury outboards and offered at blowout prices. Get your new Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And this part of the show was brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on lodging and vacationing here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you know, every year at the beginning of October is the time for our local Muskies Incorporated Club Chapter Fall Tournament. And the other day, I had a chance to talk to our club president, Mike Persons, about the tournament and what's going on. Good to have you on here, Mike.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me. And our club has our tournament coming up in shortly. It's October 6th, 7th, and 8th this year. So that's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Last year, we had 500 people, so we're expecting another good turnout this year. We fish on Friday morning starting at 8 o'clock and fish till 6. Same thing Saturday. And then Sunday we fish from 7 till noon. On Saturday night we have a big banquet and raffle at Flat Creek. And then on Sunday afternoon we have an awards banquet starting at 2:30 where we award all the prizes for the people that have caught fish. There's prizes for the top 10 fish catchers, including trophies. And then everybody that catches a fish gets a plaque. There's also a replica for the largest release. And then finally, our largest prize, the boat, motor, and trailer from Hayward Power Sports, is awarded as a door prize. We give it away by drawing from the names of everybody in the tournament. so everybody has a chance to win that big prize. So this format is something that everybody seems to like, and so it's fun for everybody, catch or not catch, or you get something somehow, possibly.
You know, how many years has it been going on now? Is that a pile of years?
Yeah, this is our 45th tournament, and then over that time period, this is a fundraiser for us, of course. Off the top of my head, we've raised close to $545,000, and we funded close to 340 different projects. And so this year alone, we're helping to feed the fish in the hatchery. They're going to be, the muskies in the hatchery, they're going to be stocked locally in the Chippewa Flowage. And then we're also buying another 1,000 fish to help that stocking effort on the Chippewa Flowage. So everybody who joins the tournament, signs up for the tournament, enters the tournament, it's their money that we're using to help fishing here in the Hayward area.
You know, and you guys also do a lot of stuff with the youth stuff, too, with kids. And I believe, do you still do anything with scholarships or anything like that?
Each year we've been awarding approximately $5,000 in scholarships for students at UW-Stevens Point that are planning on becoming fish biologists. Then we also have a Kids Day. We help support the Hayward Bass Club Kids Day. And we find projects that are in the Hayward area here year after year that we can fund, and the money again comes from our tournament.
You bet. Well, you know, it's amazing the amount of money and projects that get involved with the organizations here in Hayward. It's not just Muskies Inc., but we've got several organizations, and without them, we wouldn't be anywhere near what we are now when it comes to our fisheries and our resources.
Yeah, we're quite a volunteer community. Back to the tournament. If you want to join, you can sign up at Hayward Bait and Tackle or Jenks Out on the Flowage. It's $110 for adults, and then $25 for kids 16 or less. And if you catch a fish, you can now register it using your phone and an app. The information's available in our online and on Facebook. And then also you can still register your fish using a paper form if that's what you're comfortable with.
How is that working with the witness and stuff with the app on the phone?
There is no witness. What you do is you take two pictures of your fish. One picture has to be of the fish on a commercial measuring board, so to speak. And the second picture is of you holding the fish. And then when you take that picture, we also get a GPS location and a time.
It's interesting. And, you know, we've had a number of people. I don't know. It's been years. It's been down a little bit, hasn't it, the last couple of years as far as entries, or has it been holding the same?
No, it popped right up after COVID, and we had 500 last year, so.
You bet. Well, you know, it's one of the big events in Hayward here, and it always has been, and I think it will be for a long time. I don't know how many fish we'll get this year, but, man, if they're like, it's a fish day like they were on the Chippewa Flowage, and they're hot and they're just real aggressive, we could see a record year again this year.
Yeah, the numbers swing each year. You know, it's weather-dependent, too. So we'll see. Fish will be caught.
I don't know. Did you get out much fishing yourself this year?
Yeah, it was kind of a different year. I had a couple poor trips to the Lake of the Woods, but then I caught some fish locally, including on Lacouta Ray, which, as you might know, Max Walter and his crew put quite a bit of work on removing pikes, stocking fish, and so there's now becoming a viable fish population on Lacouta Ray again.
You know, and that was a shame that happened. You know, we saw it, several of us, me and Pete Mena and Sean Wee, we saw that happening over the time, and basically we knew it was happening. Unfortunately, it did, but fortunately they caught it, and they're back to trying to rebuild it again. But, you know, we're starting the stocking. They're stocking bigger muskies, too, now, rather than them little tiny ones.
Yeah, and as I said, we are helping feed the fish in the hatchery, because when they come out of the hatchery, they're roughly 10 to 12 inches, and if we provide some additional feed, they come out to be 12 to 14, and those bigger fish they survive way better, as Max has found out when he's gone out and done his surveys after the stocking.
Yeah. Well, I know Coudre Ray has got, things a lot have changed on Coudre Ray. You mentioned it. It's got milfoil in it now. And I know they went through put a lot of 2,4-D in there to poison it. They poisoned the milfoil this year, I heard.
Well, the Coudre Ray Lake Association, which I'm a member of, has been, you know, trying to eradicate milfoil, not only by using so-called poisons, but we've also purchased a weed harvester, but for different reasons, it's not going as well as we'd like, and there's a huge amount of milfoil out there. So COLA will keep trying, to eradicate it using poison, so to speak, and then also limited use of the harvester. So,
how deep is it growing out there? Because I know it would grow in places like Muskie Bay, really thick, and there's some of the back shallow bays, but the main part of the lake, you're really not going to run too much of it, are you?
Well, I haven't done any diving out there, but looking at my locator, it's easily down to 15 feet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know the fish like it, but it does make a congestion problem on stuff, and I don't know if it's actually ever hurt a lake as far as biologically, but, the fish definitely like the stuff.
Yeah, I don't know the biology there, but it is kind of discouraging. I mean, I'm going to places to fish where there used to be cabbage, and now it's this dense, really dense, milfoil. Yeah, so you try to fish the edges. Sometimes it comes right up to the surface. And it makes a person wonder what's, the biology of the lake going to be like in the future when this is a pretty big change. I mean, it's plant, but it's not the same kind of plant.
Yeah, no. It's something we have as anglers. You have to kind of learn to adapt to fish this stuff. I mean, the Chippewa Flow, we just had it for years, and we've kind of learned how to deal with it there. And the bass fishermen down south have learned how to adapt to it. It's something we can try to control it, I think. I don't think we're ever going to get rid of it, though.
No, and it's I've been really surprised at how rapidly it proliferated on Coot Rae. It just all of a sudden in 2 or 3 years, it really.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's places where I used to fish with you,
yeah.
Where it's milfoil now, and there's other places where we didn't fish because there were no weeds, and now there's weeds in those spots. So, plus and minus.
You bet. Well, anyway, it sounds like Coot Rae is doing pretty good for muskies as far as coming back. We got that tournament coming up. You got the club. I don't know how many members we got in the chapter here, and are you looking for new members too?
Sure. We're always looking for new members. We're about 125 people, and we hold regular meetings, and we're available. You can see us online and on Facebook. And I guess just to repeat one more time, so our tournament is the 6th, 7th, and 8th of October. Sign up on Hayward Bait and Tackle or at Jinx on the Flowage, and you can get all the information about the rules, regulations, and so on.
They still have their members contest, too, for members registering fish like they always did for years?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's all done online now. You can, see your fish records, going back as far as you started registering fish. It's all electronic, so it's really nice. And then, like you said, the club has an informal contest. We keep track of who in the club has caught the most and the biggest and so on. And
everything's going electronic now. Even my boat is electronic. I got to put extra batteries in it just to keep it running with all the sonar.
Yeah, I did the same. Yep.
Well, Mike, thank you for coming on here. Appreciate you taking the time for us. And everybody, get out there. And you don't need to actually even go fishing if you want to have a chance to win the boat. Just sign up for it. And you got a 1 in 500 chance or so of winning a boat.
Yep, somebody's going to win it.
You bet. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, John.
Well, folks, we need to take yet another break and hear from even more of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we'll be talking late fall fishing with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Kyle Sorensen. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hey, folks, come on over to Hayward Ace Hardware and check out the area's largest selection of firearms, ammo, and accessories. We carry top brands like Browning and Sig Sauer, and we have a great selection of the newest and hard-to-find models. We've got a large selection of ammo with more coming in daily. If you need a scope, we carry great brands like Leupold, Hawk, and EOTech, and we'll even mount it and boresight it for you, too. We even sell suppressors and silencers. And don't forget to check out our Guns of the Week. Huge discounts on a variety of pistols, rifles, and shotguns that change every week. So stop on in to Hayward Ace Hardware, your firearm superstore. Hayward Ace Hardware, Highway 63 North in Hayward, or give us a call at 715-634-8700. Hey folks, the Log Cabin Store in Northwoods Beach on Highway K between the Big Lakes has groceries, ice, beer, liquor, and pop, and now has all new tackle and bait supplies. All the current antiques and household items are now on sale and all must go to make room for the sports shop. That's at the Log Cabin Store in Northwoods Beach between the Big Lakes.
Hayward Animal Hospital is a full-service medical and surgical hospital featuring on-site laboratory, digital and dental x-ray, in-house pharmacy, and online store. Dr. Ostrander has 40 years of experience dealing with illnesses, injuries, surgery, and dentistry. Hayward Animal Hospital offers urgent care appointments and emergency surgery daily. Please call early in the day for these appointments. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control, a day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides. Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, you know, with the late fall coming up fast on us, and one of the best times to go after those big muskies, I had a chance to talk to Hayward Area Fishing Guide Kyle Sorensen about late fall muskie fishing.
Kyle, you know, late fall, a lot of people won't be out there fishing, but, you know, whether you're after muskies or walleyes, a lot of the times some of that deeper water patterns are more the more effective thing.
Yeah, and, you know, everyone obviously knows that jigging is a good tactic, but I think an underutilized thing is deep crankbaits. I usually throw a lot of deep crankbaits around this time of the year.
You know, and you can catch muskies. I've caught muskies extremely deep in the fall. You got to be careful when you do that, and walleyes included, but you can catch them. They can be anywhere in a lake.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend fishing too terribly deep, more than, you know, 35 feet of water, but anything shallower than that, whether you're counting down a big rubber bait or whether you're jigging or whether you're fishing with deep crankbaits, there's a lot of fish to be caught.
And the one thing to concentrate on is the areas that drop off the quickest, the hardest dropping shorelines and bars that drop off quick off them.
Yeah, a lot of that deep structure is definitely overlooked, and there are some big fish that show up on those pieces.
You bet. You know, especially that, you know, come off that shoreline and where the lake tapers out, you hit the bottom where it starts to taper out, that's usually a transition soft or hard bottom to soft to bottom, and that's the actual route a lot of times these fish will move along that area.
Yeah, and you'll notice if you drive around with your graph on any time at all, you'll notice that the bait follows that, and of course the muskies do too.
Yeah, in the fall especially, you're looking for the bait.
Yeah, absolutely. The muskies definitely don't want to spend any more energy than they have to, so they kind of follow the bait around.
You know, when it comes to fall muskie fishing, it seems like sucker fishing is kind of the tradition here in northern Wisconsin, has been for many, many years, but in other parts of the country, not so much so. They use other presentations, so there are other ways to catch muskies if you can't find suckers for live bait.
Yeah, I guess that probably stems off of, you know, we can have three lines, which is kind of nice, and we can take advantage of that extra line if you do have suckers. But one thing I've done, because I'm in the back of the boat, instead of having a sucker, I'll just jig with a Bondi bait or something like that, and I have picked up fish that followed in other people's baits, and I catch them on the jig.
Well, there's a lot of different baits. You mentioned the Bondi bait, but we know they got the Bondi, you got the Fuzzy does it, but you've got other baits, tubes, lots of things.
Yeah, any plastic baits, you know, anything that just has good motion and doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, reeled like a bucktail.
I know. Bulldogs, you know, any of those, Medusas.
Yeah, I really like the Lake X Toad is pretty good for me jigging. A lot of times on a clearer lake, I'll run it down like 10 or 12 feet or so, just so it's barely out of sight, and give it some big rips. And as long as you're moving the boat good, it works great.
There is a little secret to fishing those things, though. Is the one thing is that you rip it, but you almost got to follow it down on a tight line to avoid snagging or rolling up.
Yeah, you definitely want to keep the line tight for the fact of not fouling your bait, and also so you can feel it when they do bite it.
Well, good information, Kyle. Anybody's looking for a guide trip out there, I know you guide a lot of the Hayward area waters here. You want to give out your phone number, your contact?
Yeah, absolutely. Give me a call at 715-558-8911.
Thank you.
Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at wnoradio.com. From there, you can link through to our podcast site, and the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me. I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin Outdoors, our Wisconsin Outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.